Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Pete, how are you?
I'm very well. Sheila's in from Acton MS, isn't it, at the end of the day, or MS?
It's MS.
MS.
And support group in Cookstown.
In Cookstown, yep.
Yes.
Bring your microphone right over. Don't be afraid to sit right over close to it.
Hey, I'll give you a hand back.
Thank you very much.
You sit there. Don't put your hand on it.
All right.
You'll pick it up, yeah.
Okay.
I sit here.
Not a problem. No, okay, Sheila.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about yourself, obviously, within this group, because obviously you're one of the people as well who has MS.
Yes, I have. I have MS. I've had MS for quite a few years, but I was only diagnosed with progressive MS 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite new to me, but I have progressive MS, which means that I'm not getting better every time I have some kind of a seizure or a fit. Uh-huh. I am getting worse.
Yes.
That's what I have. But there's different types of MS.
You were saying as well that you've had MS.
Long time.
But
yes.
Did you know and you were just hiding it, or was it just a fact
Yeah, I had a good idea, because my mother's sister and her brother both were in wheelchairs with MS.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's cousin had MS, so it was quite likely someone in our family would fall for it, yes.
Uh-huh. That's terrible. Well, as you say, you yourself... I say it's terrible, but it isn't. You have such a brave face on this as well. And I know a couple of other people with MS, and they're completely the same.
Yes, uh-huh.
They put on such a brave face whenever it comes to this this situation that they find themselves in.
Well, you have either to accept it and get on with it,
mm-hmm.
or you go away in a wee place and keep it to yourself. And I think that makes things worse.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very good family, very good husband, so I have a lot of support. I also have support, of course, from the Cookstown MS group,
mm-hmm.
which is great. So I believe in just making the best of life, what I have,
mm-hmm.
and getting on with it.
That's so true for everybody, though, as well, isn't it? Not just for people.
Some people can, some can't, I suppose.
That's true. So you're part of the Cookstown branch.
I am.
But you're not from Cookstown.
No, I'm from, actually, Macrofelt now. But uh-huh. the reason why I joined the Cookstown branch, I got a phone call one day from Anne McGrath,
mm-hmm.
and she asked me, would I like to come up to the group? And I sort of thought, I don't know. I still at that stage wasn't ready to go and tell it to the world, really.
Sure.
But my husband kept saying to me, Sheila, why don't you go and see what it's like? And I kept saying, yes, I will. So one day I thought, right, I'm going to go. So I went to Cookstown, and I was amazed, met by all these wonderful people,
mm-hmm.
who welcomed me in and made me one of the group. And I never miss it unless I'm away on holidays or something. I love the group.
So what do the group offer?
The group offer a lot of different... like reflexology.
Nice.
We have reflexology, which a lot of people find is good with MS.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits, they give you oxygen therapy. We tried that once. We're doing Reiki at the minute, and everybody thinks it's great.
Uh-huh.
And the physio.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of things. Now, we also do, when I left work, I decided I needed a hobby, because
mm-hmm.
I used to play a lot of golf, and now I can't.
Yes.
So I took up painting.
Okay, are you any good at this painting?
I'm very good. But
yes,
it's the art is in the eye of the beholder.
It is indeed.
So anyway, I was at my art class yesterday, and I was speaking to the fellow who runs it, and his name is Horner,
mm-hmm.
Liam Horner from Castle Dawson.
Yes.
So Liam came up with a good idea that we should sell our paintings. If somebody would want to buy them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to help me run an exhibition at the beginning of November.
Mm-hmm.
And all the paintings we have, we're going to put them up for sale. And 20% of the sale price will go to the group in Cookstown.
Now, the special thing about the group in Cookstown is that money will stay within...
In Cookstown.
Cookstown.
It's very important that we reiterate that, because we feel that the people in our group,
mm-hmm.
we have people in wheelchairs, we have people in walking aids, we have people with sticks like myself. We all need help, and it's good to get the help from the Cookstown mm-hmm. MS group.
Yeah.
So we go out, and maybe for a meal. Some of the people don't even get out for meals because they can't.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing to organise a day out. You see their happy faces, and we have a meal, and we have a bit of fun.
The social aspect of it all is very important, I think, for anybody and everybody, I suppose, at the end of the day. But, yeah, particularly within such a group, you've got to be within people who are in the same situation. It's bound to help. You can talk about it, yeah?
It is. If people want to talk, we'll talk. If they don't want to talk, we mm-hmm. we let them be. And sometimes people will come over and say, Sheila, can I talk to you? And tell me, because I'm a good listener.
Yes.
Oh, you mightn't think it. I'm a good listener. But I like to help people, and it's good when they come to you and tell you what their problems are, mm-hmm. and then either I can find out or somebody in the group has maybe got the same problem. Mm-hmm. So it's good in that way.
You were saying, well, something I didn't really know about MS as well. It can affect people differently as well, can't it?
Yes, there's different types of MS. This is one of the things that's MS, you can't get words out. Uh-huh. There's progressive MS, which means that it's progressing. And then there's which you have a symptom there for 3 or 4 weeks, uh-huh. and then you get better
again. It goes away.
Remittance. I'm trying to say.
Sorry, yes.
And then there's another MS which deals quite fast, quicker. Mm-hmm. with the client.
Yeah.
So there's three types that I know of, mm-hmm. but everybody's MS seems to be different.
Slightly different each and every time.
Uh-huh.
It's really weird. Listen, we're going to have a wee song. Can we talk to you just after the song?
Certainly. Thank you very much.
106.
Sheila, we're on the whole MS thing at the moment. You've got leaflets and stuff with you as well. Are these leaflets about for other people as well?
Yes. If anybody would like these leaflets, Pete, you can get them from John or Denise. Now, John can be contacted at 07706 249349, and Denise can be contacted at 028-867-66146.
Okay, and they can get the leaflets in from these people.
Anybody
and find out a bit more
leaflets,
they can have
yes.
it. Mm-hmm. And there's a much more accessible way as well, isn't there? There's for Facebook as well. So you're on Facebook now as well.
Exactly.
The Cookstown MS, they have a website which is cookstownms.org.uk, or if you just put into Google Cookstown MS Facebook, it'll take you straight to their page. It'll be right there. Actually, looking at it now, it's right there. It's very nice. We'll get that signed up in a minute. I'll get me signing on. We'll join you as well.
Good.
To offer a little bit more support, because obviously runs on charity. You need people to help you out, and if people do want to sort of help out, they can contact these people
John
as well. John,
Denise.
Yeah, John or Denise. Uh-huh. Somebody who recently done it, who's in the leaflet as well.
Yes, was Damien Grimes, mm-hmm. chairman of St. Joseph's Bowling Club, Kildress, with one of the members, Breton Beggs. They held a bowling competition and raised quite a lot of money for us.
We always
advertise it when they can.
Nice.
We have a lot of people. I'd just like to say, while I'm speaking to you, Pete, uh-huh. I'd like to thank all the people who do raise money for us and has raised money for us over the years. We're very, very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Of course. It's all good. And as I say, if people want to get in touch with me, you can do that. You can do it through the website or the Facebook as well as phoning them up. We'll keep in numbers here as well, just in case if anybody does. Where do you meet at?
We meet now in Cookstown every Thursday. And we've actually just moved there quite recently. Mm-hmm. But we're at the...
See, she knows how to get to it. She just can't remember the address. I'm the same. I can find anywhere.
I forget the name of the hall. It's the Cookstown Methodist Hall.
Okay.
Loy Street, Cookstown. And we meet every Thursday from 11 to 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Good. Sheila,
yes.
Is there anything else you need to tell me before we go? Can you give me John's phone number again?
I can. John is on 07706.
06. Mm-hmm.
249
mm-hmm.
349.
Cool.
That's and Denise is on 0288
66 146. Good.
Can I just say one more thing before mm-hmm. I go with you?
Absolutely.
I just want to say that if you are an MS sufferer, or if you know of someone who is, please encourage them to visit our meetings just to meet the members. Mm-hmm. You'll be really welcomed, and you can participate in the therapies offered. And I'd be delighted to see new members. In fact, we all would.
Can I ask you something as well? You were saying about bringing in people who have MS.
Yes.
What about people who have family members who are MS as well? They're welcome along as well.
Yes, we have carers within our group, Pete, mm-hmm. I have a carer, an aunt of mine, mm-hmm. and all the members have their carer that they can bring with them, because most of the people can't move about by themselves.
Sure.
So we have carers as well.
Brilliant. Sheila, thank you very, very much for bringing your smile into the studio this morning. It's brightened up my day immensely. Thank you very much for coming in. And as I say, we'll keep those numbers as well for anybody else, and we'll mention them again a little bit later on.
Thank you very much, Pete, for having me.
Dear Sheila, bye.
Bye.